It's a bustling afternoon at the Janesville Mall, and Mark Lestarge is taking a break from his studies at Black Hawk Technical College. After 20 years in the declining neon sign business, he decided to go back to school and study an industry with a brighter future, information technology. Lestarge pays attention to the markets, so it's no surprise the top election issue for him is the economy.
It's not going to be a one-party issue. It's going to have to be both parties working at getting a solution to that, to the debt, to the jobs, to all those issues that drive the economy.
And Lestarge says he'll vote for whomever is more willing to work with the other side. He's part of the minority that has not decided who would make a better president. But at this point, Lestarge says he sees President Barack Obama as promoting more bipartisan efforts.
And I see that more from his campaign than I do from Mitt Romney's. I see Mitt Romney seeing it as we have to do the change. We have to make the change, the Republicans.
Meanwhile, Evansville residents Jeff and Lori, who didn't want to give their last name, are shopping for new work clothes. After 5 years of working on and off, Jeff finally nailed down a secure job in the transportation industry. The couple says whoever is elected president is not going to make a difference.
Well, no one individual is going to create jobs. I'm really tired of hearing about how they're just going to create jobs. It just can't be.
Make them appear out of thin air?
Well, most of them, you know, I think have failed Economics 101 and the whole idea of creating jobs.
Jeff says it all comes down to selling a product. And if consumers aren't buying, no business tax break promise in the world will make a difference.
Janesville has traditionally been rooted pretty deeply in the field of manufacturing.
Dave Shaw is a district director with the Jobs Service Bureau for the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. At its worst, unemployment in Janesville was at 15% after the General Motors plant closed. Shaw says now it's just below 9%.
The thing that is a little disheartening to some of the locals here is that because the unemployment rate was so high for such a period of time, that other parts of the state have seen recovery more quickly than what this area does. And I think as time goes by here, we're going to catch up with those areas.
On the edge of Janesville, it's cold and rainy at the Rock County Farmers Market. But that doesn't stop Lisa Bird and her husband from picking up some cabbage. Like many Janesville residents, creating jobs is the top issue for her this election. But Bird says she does not feel like Romney is going to bring jobs to the area.
I'm not an idiot. I mean, you can only do so much as president, you know. It's not like Obama has a free hand in what he wants to do. And if Mr. Romney thinks that he can do it better, I wish him luck, but I'm not behind him.
At a produce booth across the way, Irene Hensley of Edgerton is examining a basket filled with hot peppers. While deciding whether to buy some, she talks about her son, who lost his job at the General Motors plant 5 years ago. Since then, he's been working at plants in Indiana and Missouri, and only sees his family in Janesville once a month.
And he said, I miss him dearly. I need to be home with my son because he plays football, but he needs a man behind him.
Hensley says she wants the next president to help those out of work, although she's not sure how Obama or Romney can accomplish that.
I just wanted to help the poor people. That's me, and the one that needs it, the poor ones that suffering out there. I want people to think about them, not the rich.
Hensley knows who she's voting for, but she's keeping it a secret. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in Janesville.